I went into the Army, and 19th, I believe it was the 19th of July.
In 1943?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was assigned to Company G, 2nd Battalion, 318 Infantry, 80th Blue Ridge Division, and 3rd Army.
Okay.
That particular battalion was a battalion that rescued the 101st Airborne that were surrounded by the Germans for 3 days. The German says, come on, you guys, give up. You can't win. And the guy said, nuts to you, and they didn't understand it. And that is a story that has been published often.
Sure.
But it was my battalion that did that. And 6 months later, we got the presidential citation. And all of the bigwigs were there, including Patton and all of the rest of the generals.
So, I mean, but basically after that, you walked across Europe.
Yes.
Tell me about Czechoslovakia.
Well, the war was winding down, so there wasn't a lot of activity. There were occasionally that we had some fights, but I carried 6 rounds of mortar shells on my chest and 6 rounds on my back, and I was a company runner, which meant I must have kept track of everybody in my company, because when you're in the infantry, you never know where you're going to be at night. Outside, inside, haystack, in a ditch, who knows where. In Czechoslovakia, we hit the jackpot. It was cold out. It was early spring. And there was a farmhouse. Apparently, the Russians had beaten us there and had withdrawn. And the farmhouse had a fireplace in it. There was wood for the fireplace. The first king-size bed I'd ever seen in my life was there. We were made fire. We were warm. We had to eat K-rations because they couldn't get food up. And we did what young soldiers did. We played poker. We told dirty stories. We had a wonderful time. We teased people and so on. And eventually we went to bed. In the morning when I woke up, the sun was shining, shinier than I've ever seen in my whole life. And I looked out the window, my gosh, we had 1.5 inches of snow on the ground. And so I put my jacket on, and I went outside to see the beauty of it. And when I was out there and looking at it, I decided it was time that I roused the rest of the guys out and get them out there so that they could see the beauty of it too. And on my way back into the house, standing right next to the path into the kitchen door, was a plum tree in full blossoms with white blossoms. And snow on it, and the sun shining on it, standing like a guardian angel, which is what she turned out to be, because when I got inside, it said, the war is over.
Wow.
God was with me all the way.